Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, well, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. And our guest host today is our dear friend Wayne Cronin.
Hello, everybody.
Mechanic to the stars, anyway. And our guests today kind of go along with, with Wayne's background. First, we're going to have Jason Larson. He's sales manager of Tuffy Products, and we're going to talk about options for protecting your stuff. I mean, they have all kinds of storage options. They've been around for quite a while. And then we're going to meet Crystal Wyken. She is the digital marketing director for Bolt Locks, and that's how to take care of the rest of all your stuff. And it's a very simple solution, too. It's very, very interesting. And we've got that and a few other bits of fun for you. So we're going to take a break and let you know that you are listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Wayne Cronin. Wishing everybody a wonderful weekend, of course. Wayne, let me ask you something, being that you've got this great shop that we've been dealing with for years. of course, an expert when it comes to exhaust systems. But as we're finding out in the automotive industry, and especially those of us that need, use, and love trucks, the issues we're having with the supply chain and the computer chips and stuff like that, is that affecting you in any way?
Yes. I'm trying to get parts for a Mitsubishi now, so I'm doing converters on them because there's lots of theft going on. They have backlogged those till March of this year.
Good Lord.
It's hard to get parts.
Well, what else is going on?
Just lots of theft. I'm getting probably four or five a day now, and I'm telling you, we're selling a lot of converter theft protection. But if your deductible is $500, you can buy the shields cheaper than that. So it's best just to go ahead and take care of it. If you got a Toyota Tundra or anything that's up in the air that's easy to get, they're going to get it. Because people are at Walmart and Kroger. They're coming out from shopping and realizing their converters are gone. And I just don't know.
Well, that takes a lot of nerve, doesn't it?
I don't know how they're doing it with people walking by and stuff. I'm surprised. I haven't heard of anybody getting shot or, it's just incredible the amount of theft that's going on. Now, Harris County has started a thing where you can't sell them here, but they're still stealing them left and right. I've probably done 100, 200 for the city of Houston.
Wow.
Getting stole out of out of their parking areas.
Oh, man. And I hate a thief. I hate it. Now, a new converter costs how much?
If you go to the dealer, you're talking probably thousands.
Okay.
If you come to my shop and get something aftermarket, $500.
Okay. And what do you think they get for it, the thief?
Now, for a while there, prices of platinum, mm-hmm. palladium, and rhodium are up real high. And they're selling them for a while there.
I'm sorry, the alarm went off. Okay, go ahead.
Like a Prius.
Yeah.
They were getting like $1,200 for those.
The thief was?
Yes. And a lot of the
others. Usually they get like a nickel on a dollar. Okay. That's amazing. Okay, let me check on some outdoor news for us now that the alarm has gone off. Texas Park and Wildlife, they're closing TX-32 in Aransas Bay to commercial and recreational oyster harvesting beginning this Saturday. This closing is based on samples recently collected by TPWD showing the low abundance of legal size oyssters. And TPWD has worked with the oyster industry to develop criteria for closing areas to harvest. And this criteria include parameters for oysters when they fall below certain thresholds based on the abundance of legal size oysters, which is 3 inches or greater. You got anything from our wonderful folks, our wardens?
Oh, yes. In Marion County, game wardens responded to Lake of the Pines regarding a capsized vessel. Several fishermen close to the incident, they rescued an 80-year-old male and his son, transported him to a boat ramp. That's where EMS arrives at the scene and then transported the older male to the hospital for observation. So apparently he was okay.
Okay. Oh, boy. From our Parks and Wildlife Department, the Toyota Share Lunker program kicks off its 36th season this weekend. Anglers across the state, and for that matter the nation, they cast their lines and fish for largemouth bass in Texas, world-class fisheries. The Toyota Share Lunker program has played an integral part in making Texas a destination for hundreds of thousands of anglers in search of this prized sport fish. 21 season, number 35, was won for the record books. Last year saw multiple milestones reached and memories made by anglers and the dedicated Parks and Wildlife Department inland fisheries staff that make this program such a success. And it's a great way to jumpstart the new year. Go out there and try to find those 13-pound-plus largemouth bass, and then, they donate them to the fishery center, and they spawn them, and they restock these fisheries. It's just an absolutely fabulous, fabulous program. While we think about that, it's conservation in action by the people that are out there doing it, and that's the hunters and the fishermen and fisher ladies, fisher persons. One of these days I'm going to get anglers.
There we go.
All-inclusive anglers that really, really help out there. So let's ponder that. Think about what you can do to help out, okay? Maybe volunteer for something. We're going to take a short break, and then we shall be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Okay, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Wayne Cronin. And I want to let you know, this portion of Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays, are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure you a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. And this just opens up a whole new world, because it is legal. It is okay to hunt free-ranging exotics and pigs at night. And it just opens up a whole new area of hunting, and also, of course, those varmints. So remember, Third Coast Thermal will ship to your location for free. For more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or call 832-827-4574. That is 832-827-4574. Let us check our best bets, okay? Checking the Outdoors, Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as fair, with Sunday plunging to poor. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are a trio of fair days. Thursday and Friday are rated as good, while next Saturday and Sunday are our two best days of the week. This weekend, on Saturday, look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours. This Sunday, as well as Monday and Tuesday, major time shift occurs for this major feeding period of the day, with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise and continue to feed until mid-morning. On Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to shift, with game beginning to forage from either side of the noon hour until either side of the noon hour. I'm repeating myself here. The redundancy department of redundancy. Okay. By Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, this most active period occurs from early to mid-morning until early to mid-afternoon. This Sunday, January the 9th, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast, this Saturday and Sunday, as well as Monday and Tuesday, will each have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Wednesday through next Saturday are a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Next Sunday is a three tide day with two low tides and just one low. So speaking of fishing, okay, fishing reports across most of the Gulf Coast look pretty good. What have you got there, Wayne?
On Sabine Lake, salinity levels are up and the fish are up in the northern part of the lake and the marshes. Limits of redfish using shrimp over a popping cork, and in Trinity Bay, Burnett, Scott, and San Jacinto Bays are good for speckled trout and redfish using live shrimp, fish under popping corks. Galveston Bay, bull red schooling open water under diving gulls. Texas City, the trout and occasional redfish action is good under the birds in East Bay by San Leon Shore on soft plastics. East Matagorda, prior to the cold front, fishing was off the charts. The bay is clearing up after the high winds. Now redfish and trout are good in the bay using artificials and live shrimp under popping corks. In Port Ocano, lots of oversized redfish with a few slots mixed in are biting on dead shrimp and sardines. Slot drums are good on dead shrimp, and large sheephead are good on dead or live shrimp. Port Aransas redfish have been biting real well at the jetties in Port Aransas on live shrimp free lined on the rocks. Lots of nice trout, up to 28 inches on shrimp. Lots of tarpon were caught in the north jetty. Corpus Christi, the bay still has nice trout on free line shrimp at the wells. Sheephead, drum trout been biting live shrimp at the rocks near the T-heads around downtown Corpus Christi. And in Baffin Bay, good limits of trout and redfish mixed on drop off by grass lines in 2 to 3 foot of water using live shrimp under a popping court. Early morning fish, rock structures catching an occasional sheephead, and cold fronts roll through the fish will move deeper. South Padre and Port Isabel, redfish have been outstanding. Water's cold, but you can expect redfish, black drum, and some trout to be moving near deeper water at the south end of the lower Laguna Madre.
Yeah, Wayne's my hero. He's one of those guys that hasn't made. He has a bay house, and his wife baits his hook for him.
Yo, thank you.
You love it when I remind everybody
Yo,
about that, don't
yes,
you?
I do, Harold.
Okay. Anyway, let's go to East Texas. All right, Caddo. Largemouth bass are good. Working crankbaits, flipping jigs, buzz baits, wacky rigs, drop shots, and near the creek channels, crossings, points, and trees. Conroe, catfish are good on baited holes in 16 to 25 feet of water using liver, shrimp, catfish bubblegum. Crappie are good. Jumping spots to find the bite. Success is in 13 to 15 feet and 22 to 30 feet of water, depending on the time of the day. Using hair jigs from Lone Star crappie jigs and plastic jigs from Miss Bacon Baits, okay. And Constant Pursuit Outfitters, they've been working tipping things with a crappie nibble, what they say is good. Lake of the Pines, crappie are good at the dam, drifting with minnows. Crappie are fair in standing timber, 25 to 30 feet of water using jigs. They're still kind of small by the 155 bridge, but catfish are good in 15 to 20 feet of water using cheese bait. Livingston, fishing continues to be good. White bass are good on reaper, duck, tracker slabs in 9 to 15 feet of water. Crappie are good on jigs in the creek. Black bass are fair on crankbaits along the riprap. Small blue cats are good on cut shad on the riverbanks. Big Sam Rayburn bass are still good in the shallow water in creek channels and chasing shad into the deeper water, biting on chatterbaits, spinnerbaits, flukes, and Carolina rigs. Crappie are good using minnows and jigs moving into creek and river systems. Catfish are good in 12 to 15 feet of water. Success coming with cheese bait and noodles. Sounds good. Anyway, Fayette, catfish are good in 14 to 16 feet of water, fishing over chum and stinky bait. Limestone, fishing has been blessed with 30 to 60 fish days on largemouth, crappie, and white bass. Largemouth bass are good in 8 feet or less using chatterbaits, wacky worms, lipless crankbaits. Crappie are good in 12 to 22 feet of water, suspended around brush using minnows. White bass are good in 7 to 16 feet of water on silver jigging spoons. Palestine, crappie are good using jigs suspended from 16 to 24 feet of water and on vertical structure and timber in 22 to 35 feet of water. Texoma, striper fishing is good with swim baits and Alabama rigs loading up the cooler. On windy days, drift using Alabama rigs, and on calm days, use swim baits on structure and under the birds when the fish are schooling. Whitney, striped bass are good on artificial bait near the edge of the river channels and creeks. And I'm going to catch my breath a little bit. What do you got there?
On Amstead, fishing is good, and you'll find the same fishing patterns under the tree this weekend. White bass and stripers are good below 30-foot water following shad balls using belly-weighted flukes and Alabama rigs on deep edges of grass. Catfish are great on stink bait and cut bait. Ronig, channel catfish, and blue catfish are good around the jetty and riprap on Big Marv's cheese bait and worms. Choke Canyon, fishing continues to be good as we head into the new year. White bass are good in 18 to 25 foot of water. Black bass are moderate, biting on red shad flukes. And they're sitting on the beds getting ready to spawn. Crappie are good in hardwoods. Catfish are good on cheese bait and structured points. Corpus Christi, catfish are good in 6 to 8 feet of water on punch bait and soap bait near submerged trees. Freshwater drum are good on shrimp and night crawlers in 2 to 4 foot of water near vegetation. Falcon, the crappie are excellent in brush piles near drop-offs and points using minnows. Catfish are excellent on cut shad and cheese bait. Allen Henry, fishing at Allen Henry continues to be excellent as the cold front roll through fishing will slow then pick up. Bass are good using football head jigs and spoons off ledges in 30 to 40 foot of water. The crappie are good on crappie jigs tipped with minnows. OHIV, the bass fishing has been good on swim baits, jerk baits, Texas rigs with the creature off the points. Crappie are good using crappie jigs in 15 to 20 foot of water. And Meredith fish are moving to deeper water. Trout are good hitting doe and power baits, minnows and spinner baits in Spring Canyon. Walleye are good on crawlers, minnows, jerk baits, and grubs.
Heading to the hill country. Okay, Brownwood. Largemouth bass are good with perch like crankbaits, brown or green Texas rig plastic worms, chartreuse bladed spinners, shaky head jigs near timber, rocky shorelines, and docks. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in brush piles and near bridge pilings. White bass and hybrids are good on slabs, swim baits, and live bait along the main lake channels, humps, and ridges. Look for birds diving over feeding schools of white bass. Catfish are good on shrimp and chicken liver and live bait. Big Lake Buchanan, crappie and white bass are outstanding, staging in 30 to 35 feet of water at the mouth of creeks using white or chartreuse white jigging spoons. Largemouth bass are good on isolated rock piles and deep rocky banks using red bug finesse worms on shaky head, red or orange craw crankbaits, or white swim jigs. White bass are very good on jigging spoons, 30 to 50 feet of water is where they're hiding. Hybrid bass and stripers are good trolling umbrella rigs and drifting live shad. Canyon. Striper fishing is good along the river channel edge with live bait. White bass are good with live bait, chartreuse jigging spoons, and silver slabs. Smallmouth bass are good on plastic grubs and small silver spoons along bluffs, rock ledges, rocky shorelines. Catfish are good with punch bait and live bait. Crappie are good with live minnows and jigs near the marinas, timber, and brush piles. Great Lake. Travis, the bass are good on flutter spoon drop shots and any imitation crawfish. Some shallow bites are happening, but the fish should move out deeper after this next cold front. Waco, crappie are good on minnows and jigs around brush piles in 10 to 20 feet of water. Black bass are good shallow with chatterbaits, square bills, and jigs. White bass are good from 15 to 30 feet of water on jigging spoons. Some nice hybrids are being caught trolling with jigging spoons and umbrella rigs over deep humps and drop-offs. Checking our hunting calendar, things, of course, are starting to end this time of year, and then they crank up again. But through January 16, the Rio Grande turkey fall season is going on in 26 counties. Through the 16th, the whitetail general season in South Texas will continue. Late dove season is through January 14 in the central zone. Through January 21, the late dove season's in the south zone. Through January 30, light and dark geese season in the east zone. That's 123 counties. Through January 30, High Plains Mallard Management Unit second split. Through January 30, duck regular season, dusty duck season second split, north and south zones. Through the 30th, sandhill crane season. There's a bunch of these things going on. Through February 27, Chakalaka. I've always liked that name, Chakalaka, in various counties. Quail season through February 27 statewide. Through February 7 statewide, the Rio Grande fall turkey season. Squirrel season, also February 27. A lot going on. And you have doubts about some of these things and wonder, how do you know about that? Well, go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife site and it's all there for you. Just tpwd.texas.gov. Again, tpwd.texas.gov. Let's get on the road. This is a stylish way to begin the year. Kind of the last of our 21s that I've been testing, too. The 2021 Mercedes AMG, that means Scoot, GT43 four-door coupe. Should say coupe because it is so classy. It is so gorgeous. It is so fast. 0 to 60 in 4.8. They call it a supercar for every day.
Nice.
Ain't that nice? Yeah. It's interesting that they went back to this, too. It's got a 3-liter inline six.
Unusual.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the norm when I was a kid. But anyway, 362 horsepower. Got that AMG speed shift. Got them shifting paddles. You're going to use them, too. The AMG Dynamic Select. They're 4MATIC, which independently on all four wheels, it gives you the torque and traction you need when you need it. Their AMG ride control with sport suspension, so you can set it up to comfort and race. Tri-zone air conditioning. Illuminated door sills. It says, hi, welcome here. 12.3 touchscreen display, 12.3 widescreen digital instrument cluster. So you look like looking at a television set, which you got to kind of get your head around. But it's got good stuff, you know. And little extra things like that wireless charging for your phone. You can just sit it on a little panel and charge it up. Their emergency call service, advanced airbag protection system, anti-theft alarm system. I mean, why don't they have it hooked up to the catalytic converters? That'd be kind of nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a thought. Blind spot assist, rear view camera, active parking assist. I mean, they got all these things. Great paint job. This was a polar white, black leather interior, natural green ash wood. 20-inch AMG 5-spoke wheels. Their augmented video, the performance exhaust. You push a button and it makes it more throaty.
I don't know if I like that.
That's cool. That's cool. You'll be installing those sometime soon, Grona. You know, active steering assist, active lane assist, active emergency, everything, everything. I mean, it's just, this one was loaded to the gills. So this is Cronin money, friends, because base price, $89,000. The one that I tested was $97,475 plus TTNL.
Oh, give me a dozen.
Hello. Anyway, fabulous vehicle, though. 20 miles a gallon in the city, 25 on the highway, which is kind of good for something this fast. You may want to check it out. For 2021, the Mercedes AMG GT 43. Quite a vehicle. And we shall be back right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with our guest host, the Wayne Cronin. What's the name of your shop?
Pronto Muffler.
That's in Houston, Texas.
Yes, sir.
It's Pronto Muffler Center.
41 years and rolling.
Still having all the fun you can stand to. I call him every once in a while. You have been slammed.
Oh, business is good.
That's good to hear. Anyway, speaking of good business, this portion of our show is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Because this is a free flow, but they only eat just enough. So It's a 3-to-1 savings over normal protein feeding, and they've proven it's a pretty good deal. Fortified cottonseed with vitamins and minerals, their yellow blend, specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein, and is the most effective and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife, and now's the time because it's cold out there, okay? Also, something I love about this product is that the raccoons and the pigs don't eat it. So there's another savings. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit FortifiedCottonseed.com. That's FortifiedCottonseed.com. Or call 806-839-2122. And we can assure you, because we've interviewed this fellow a few times before, that you want to protect your stuff. You need to get some Tuffy products. Right, Jason?
That is right. You want to make sure anything you're going to leave in the vehicle is going to stay in the vehicle.
You got it. Jason Larson, sales manager of Tuffy Products. And you guys just keep innovating. Of course, early on, what I loved was like, you know, the bed of the truck, the thing you can lock up your firearms and your goodies and stuff like that. And it's like impregnable. You guys have been at this how long now?
Since 1989, we have been at this. And we, like you said, we just keep on innovating. As these new vehicles keep rolling out, we just keep coming up with new ideas and finding new solutions to make sure anything you're going to need to leave in the vehicle, when those times do come up, that it's not going to disappear and walk away.
Jason, what do you make these out of?
We're making them out of steels. We're a steel manufacturer in Colorado, and the majority of our products are going to be manufactured out of 16-gauge steel. Now, there are going to be some variances in there, like with those truck bed drawers that you mentioned. We manufacture those drawer slides, and that'll be an 11-gauge. So, I mean, there's some variance in there, but for the most part, the majority of our products are all going to be manufactured out of 16-gauge steel.
Yeah, are you having any issues with this supply chain mess that we all keep talking about?
You know what? It's affecting everybody because, mm-hmm. I mean, even just trying to get steel inside of the building, there are delays with that. Now, we got a really strong team that's done a really good job of making sure that they've adapted and done everything that they need to. And the biggest thing that we have going for us is, I mean, there's just so much demand for our product that we're still fighting to keep up, and we're doing a great job of it. But, I mean, we're working a little bit behind right now just trying to keep up with all the demand for our product.
Sure. Where do we go to look? Because you got a list of stuff. So where can folks go take a peek?
Absolutely. The best place to go is TuffyProducts.com, and that's T-U-F-F-Y products, plural, with an S on the end, .com. You go to TuffyProducts.com, put in your vehicle information, your make, model, and all the options for your vehicle will display for you.
Hey, Justin, do we buy directly from you, or how does that work?
Yeah, you are absolutely welcome to purchase there at TuffyProducts.com. It's going to give you all the pricing, give you the best shipping options out there. And that's one nice little benefit that we have for it as well, is as long as you're shipping within the continental U.S., because I know a lot of people, even though you're residing in Texas, if you're traveling, anything like that, and you want it to deliver to a location, as long as we're shipping within the continental U.S., we'll be able to ship at FedEx Ground at no additional charge to you.
I like that. So, I mean, I can do it. I can do it myself if I've got a little talent, huh?
Exactly.
Now, are there dealers? Yeah, I'm sorry, Jason. Are there dealers out there though? If I can, okay, I want it, but I don't have the, you know, the gear, the equipment, or the know-how to put it in. Are there places I can go and have them do it for me?
Absolutely. I got a distribution network all put together ready to help you out with that, and they're spread nationwide, and I got a lot of options. So when you go to TuffyProducts.com, you can look at my dealer locator, and that'll let you know who's near who's nearest to you. But even going a step further with that, we've actually partnered with a company called Buy It Installed. So not only can you order it on the website, you can also pay for somebody to actually come to your driveway and install it for you.
Well, hey, Jason, if I can't find something there, would you custom build one?
Custom build is difficult right now, especially trying to keep up with what we're doing. There are going to be instances where we'll entertain that, but that's one nice thing that we've done since being in the business since 1989. We have a wide variety of products out there, so more likely than not, we're going to have something on the shelf ready to fit your vehicle.
Well, as manufacturers keep bringing in new products, a couple of questions. Here's my silly one. So Colt has got the F-150 Lightning electric truck. Do you have storage units that open electronically?
So the electronic is where it gets interesting because we're looking at options for that that are going to be reliable, and especially like that electric, that Lightning F-150.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of opportunities for that. Now, we haven't gone too far with that since those vehicles are not on the road yet.
Sure.
But trust me, we definitely have a lot of ideas in the background as to what we're going to do with that. So be on the lookout.
Yeah, it's happening because you got a situation like, and it's not competition because you're adding extra stuff to it. But what Ram did with their, you know, the Ram boxes and the tailgate and all that kind of stuff, you push a button and it unlocks all of it, or locks all of it, and that's sort of cool. But then you open your bed, and then inside there's your Tuffy box that's protecting everything. Have you guys done anything yet? Even though they're just now rolling out, they've got so many factory options anyhow. You guys do anything yet for the new Bronco?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Actually, we're very heavily involved in that Bronco. So if you actually go to your local dealership, a lot of the storage products, we are collaborating with Ford on those. But even beyond that, we are expecting to have a lot of Ford Bronco products releasing here in early 2022. Be on the lookout for early April for all those products to be released.
Hey, yeah, there's nothing you ever have to use it, but does it come with a warranty?
Absolutely, absolutely. So with our products, because it is a premium product and a quality product that we know is going to stand the test of time, it does come with a limited lifetime warranty. So anytime something happens, just give us a call, and we're going to be able to get that product serviced.
Okay, Jason, as time winds down, anything new that's come up recently you want to tell us about?
Well, one of the cool innovations that we've done is bedside storage. And here pretty soon for the Jeep Gladiator, we're going to have our bedside storage lock boxes released. And that's a brand new category that we haven't released before. So we're really excited about that. And once again, early here in 2022, so in the springtime, be on the lookout for all those press releases for that new product.
That's great. Well, like I said, all kind of different sizes, applications, under the seat, behind the seat, in the bed, et cetera, et cetera. Folks need to check it out. Again, go to TuffyProducts.com. T-U-F-F-Y products.com and check out the lineup. Good stuff. Like I say, how many years you been doing this?
Since 1989. So what are we on? Year 33?
Yeah, I didn't want to put you on the spot, but you got it right by now, so that's good. That's what I like about it. Yeah. Good stuff, man. Hey, Jason, again, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hey, you have a good year. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we handle every aspect of your financing needs.
My name's Pete Scamardo. I've been with Farm Credit for about 35 years. And when you do business with Farm Credit, you do business with people that understand agriculture.
Pete has used Capital Farm Credit to finance just about everything.
Cattle, feed, grain, and the land that we buy. It's been really great getting to know these people and being able to call them friends and not just business associates.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
The Hunting World is coming to Dallas for the Dallas Safari Club's Convention and Sporting Expo, celebrating 40 years, and will be held at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center on January 6th through the 9th. Dallas Safari Club brings the hunting world to you. This incredible convention will feature over 1,800 exhibits to help you plan and equip your next adventure. Don't miss it. Mark your calendar January 6th through the 9th at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center. For more information and to reserve your tickets, visit biggame.org. That's biggame.org.
You're invited to the event of the year. The Houston Auto Show and Houston Boat Show are getting hitched. January 26th through the 30th at NRG Center, the Auto Show and Boat Show unite for the first time ever. Take a test drive, board your dream boat, check out the latest and greatest models. One ticket gets you into two great events, the Houston Auto and Boat Show, January 26th through 30th at NRG Center. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Wayne Cronin. And our next guest, it's the first time to interview you, Crystal, but we're certainly familiar with the wonderful products from Bolt Locks. Crystal Wyken, Digital Marketing Coordinator. That's quite a title. You must have a very large business card.
Yeah, I have a lot to live up to with that title, but thank you for having me.
You bet. Thank you, Crystal. Really appreciate it. Digital marketing, that's kind of the thing now, isn't it?
Yeah, it you know, covers a broad spectrum, especially with everything being so digital nowadays. So, but it's fun. Everything's always changing, so keeps things exciting.
So you're not the reason I get those irritating ads on Facebook, are you?
Of course not.
Just messing with you. But Bolt Lock's been around for a good while. And the good thing about Bolt Locks, too, is you can have a thing set up where you've got locks on, especially people that are ranchers, farmers, things like that, or businesses, you know, the lock on the gate, the lock on your door, the lock on your sliding door, the lock on your house. All of those things can operate from one key.
Yeah, so we have a whole series of locks, kind of like you mentioned. We have padlocks, receiver locks, cable locks that can be used for a lot of different things, and it's just as easy as you put it. All work with just one key. That's your vehicle ignition key.
So I don't have to buy another key. We can do it with the one I put in the ignition.
Exactly, yeah. Cool. And you actually do the coding process, and it's super easy. You just insert it when you purchase, turn it till it stops, and that's it.
So we've been talking about this today. You don't have, because you guys have, we're going to talk about the cables and cable strength and stuff like that, but you don't have any kind of locks you can put on a catalytic converter, do you?
I've heard that's been a problem lately. We're always taking suggestions.
Yeah, I mean, the theft rate is just mind-blowing, because Wayne, he's really a pro when it comes to exhaust systems with his shop, and the numbers of catalytic converters being stolen is just, it's unbelievable.
Is mm-hmm. it? Now, I know this stuff's pretty tough. What do you make them out of?
They're all made of stainless steel. So a receiver lock, for example, comes with a stainless steel pin. And then the lock head itself is steel and rubber. So it's all meant to be waterproof, weather resistant, for all different climates.
Well, that's good, because most of the locks at my ranch, you know, aren't like that, and I use an awful lot of lubrication on those things, or hammers, you know, at times. Mentioning cables, though, because you've got things where you can cable up your stuff, whether it's your motorcycle or your whatever, right?
Yeah, so we have our cable lock. So all of our locks come with the same lock head, so it has the steel inside and then the rubber cover. But then the cable lock, it comes with a 6-foot black vinyl-coated cable, and it's coiled. So, I mean, you can lock up whatever, storage units, gates, roof racks, a lot of different stuff. And then, again, don't have to worry about where the key is, because you have just your one key.
Well, I know you do. You have the tailgates. How about if I have a tunnel cover on my truck? Do you have it for those?
So we don't sell them specifically. We do sell lock cylinders, but we do have a lot of commercial retailers that do sell our locks and integrate them in some of the toppers as well.
Yeah. Well, speaking of your commercial customer, who's your most common customer? Who uses you the most?
We do a lot of work with ARE, so they sell a lot of toppers, so they are one of our bigger customers, so they do integrate our cylinders in a lot of their toppers.
Well, I would think, I mean, you guys do much stuff with the government. I hate to say the term government, but, I mean, they own a lot of property and have a lot of locks.
Mm-hmm. We don't do any direct business with them, but not to say that we do have, we sell to a lot of distributors, so that's probably where a lot of those fleets purchase from.
On my toolbox, I know it's got a smaller lock. What do you have for those?
Yeah, so we actually sell toolbox latches, and they do work with a lot of the leading makers of toolboxes, so we do also sell those as well.
Well, those cables, too, though, here's the bed of my truck, and I've got this toolbox, I've got this electric drill box, I've got this other thing box, and they all have handles on them. You can take some of these cable situations and loop them through everything.
Right.
And lock them in the bed of the truck, I guess, go into, you've got various connections and truck beds, or you can add mm-hmm. something, I guess, right?
Right, exactly. Yep.
Hey, tell us about your customer loyalty program.
Yeah, so all of our locks, when you purchase them, they permanently set to your key. So for security purposes, they aren't meant to be rekeyed, let's say, if you get a new vehicle. So we set up a customer loyalty program. So it's for all of our Bolt Lock customers. Let's just say you have, you know, a receiver lock, a cable lock, and a padlock for your current vehicle. You trade it up, get a new one. So you simply, there's a form on our website. You fill it out. And you get a $10 rebate towards each bolt lock that you purchase for your new vehicle. So, you know, you replace three locks, that's $30. I mean, that's essentially almost a free bolt lock. So it just kind of helps, you know, offset some of those costs of buying a whole new set of locks for your new vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some of these manufacturers are going electrical crazy, and some of them are getting away from even having a key somewhere. It's getting strange, and I'm going, when your battery dies, you know, you're going to tell me how much you like that. But, I mean, I can get a set of locks from you with a key from you, can I not?
So we don't sell keys with our locks.
Okay.
However, our locks do work with a lot of the key fobs. So there's an emergency key inside those fobs, and we do work with a majority of those.
Okay.
However, we can suggest, you know, if you have another vehicle in the household, you could use a key with that as well. Or we've had some, even some of our larger fleets, they just get a key made, and then they code all of the locks to that.
Okay.
So there's a lot of different options that you could do.
Hey, Crystal, now, do we buy directly through Bolt Lock, or do you have dealers?
Yeah, so we don't sell direct, but we are available at a lot of different retailers. We actually have a store finder on our website, and you just enter your zip code, and it will pull up all the local retailers where Bolt Lock is available. And we also do sell at a lot of online retailers like Amazon and a lot of different options there.
Do you guys have locks for houses, I mean, or door locks or things like that, or this is all going to be an extra thing?
We don't have any specifically for homes, at least right now. The majority are for vehicles. But like I said, we're always adding new things to our line, and I can't say that there won't be anything in the future.
Good. As time gets away from us, anything in the lineup that we haven't talked about you'd like to tell the audience about?
Yeah. I mean, I know we touched a lot about, you know, like the cable lock, the padlock. So we also have a lot of Jeep-specific locks, and we have a lot of towing-specific locks for storing, you know, like boats, trailers, anything like that. So we have a lot of different stuff to cover, you know, a lot of different things you may have to lock up.
Sure. Like, again, research is probably like, you know, people are stealing a lot of these. We need to make a lock for it. So that's
right.
Why Wayne and I are suggesting a lock for catalytic converters, and we'll just take a small royalty if you do it, okay?
I hear ya.
Okay. Where can folks go online and look at the product lineup, Crystal?
Yeah, so we have a website, so it's www.boltlock.com, or you can find us on all social pages at Boltlock.
Good deal, because that means you're doing a good job since you're the digital marketing coordinator, okay? Crystal, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Crystal Wyken, digital marketing coordinator with the Bolt Lock Company. Really good stuff. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause six types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12. And there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you.
Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News with Harold and Wayne. And let's take a quick peek. I'm rhyming today for some reason. A quick peek at the calendar. Through this Sunday, we talked about it, January 9th, the fabulous 40th annual Dallas Safari Club convention and exposition up in Dallas at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Center. Bill's up there with the Texas Outdoor Journal magazine booth, so go by and see him. For information, just go to biggame.org. National Wild Turkey Federation Texas State Dinner and ATV Raffle in Lufkin is going on January 15, January 19. Tri-County Chapter of Ducks Unlimited fundraising banquet in Hereford. For all of those, go to ducks.org or NWTF.org for the turkey folks. January 22, West Bay Trout Tournament and Fundraiser, West End Marina in Galveston. FishWestEnd.com on that one. January 26, 30, the 65th annual Houston International Boat Sport and Travel Show at the NRG Center. Check out HoustonBoatShows.com and go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
You're invited to the event of the year. The Houston Auto Show and Houston Boat Show are getting hitched. January 26th through the 30th at NRG Center, the Auto Show and Boat Show unite for the first time ever. Take a test drive, board your dream boat, check out the latest and greatest models. One ticket gets you into two great events, the Houston Auto and Boat Show, January 26th through 30th at NRG Center. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
Okay. Don't lose those lights and power, friends, unless you are loaded up on Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. You got at least two of the work lights, don't you, Cronin?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, these products charge with a USB cord or any light source, not just the sun, and they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer, 20% off any of their products, free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20 again. 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com. Great, great stuff. Mr. Cronin, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Remember, Pronto Muffler Center in Houston, Texas, because he is the Brad Paisley of the Arc Wrench. Arc Wrench? Arc Welder.
Arc Welder.
MIG, TIG, all that stuff, anyway. But he can make it. If he ain't got it, he'll build it for you.
Can do.
That's right. And if you ain't got it, you don't need it. Anyway, check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. Look at a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. You can play the show there. Just click on Listen to Our Show. And also you can catch us on Stitcher Smart Radio Facebook. Like us there. It helps build the audience and spread the word, okay? So whether you're on the water or in the woods, be safe out there so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.